This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. As we mentioned previously, that these are the 10 nights. They are the prestigious nights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And there are great mentions of them in the Quran and in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, there is difference of opinion about when Allah says وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, the 10 nights, and He swears by them in Surah Al-Fajr, whether it's referring to these nights of Ramadan or whether it's the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. That's a debate between the scholars. Nonetheless, there is no difference that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do great effort in these 10 nights. And we have prepared for you a very simple PDF file which has very basic information, but it's very helpful as well. And that is to allow you to make a template for your ibadah through this night. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to establish most of the night in qiyam, wa ahya laylahu, he used to revive the night. And so therefore, if you do have the ability to stay awake throughout the night, it's about 5 hours or so, even less, then definitely do so, because these are precious moments. And you have to treat these moments as if you are a businessman, a businesswoman, a trader, somebody who is ready to get as much of the good deeds as possible. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us about this trade. And in the Quran, you read a few times how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this. You know, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ تِجَارَةٍ تُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh, you believe, shall I inform you of a trade that will save you from a severe punishment? إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has purchased from the believers their selves and their wealth in exchange for them is al-Jannah. So the bargaining is there. Even when the Sahaba were with the Prophet ﷺ, the first Ansar, if you like, when they came to Bay'atul Aqaba, the second Bay'ah, the second pledge of allegiance at Aqaba, which is in Mina, they met with the Prophet ﷺ, those who came from Medina, the 72 people, and the Prophet ﷺ, you know, again, he proposed his deal to them, which was that they would harbor him, they would look after him, they would protect him from the enemies and so on, and that they should believe in Allah, establish salah, give zakah, and so on. That they then returned, they said, oh Messenger of Allah, what will we get in return? See, that's the kind of mentality. What will we get in return? If we did all of that, what is the other end of the deal? So the Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Jannah. You're dealing here with Al-Jannah. You know, that's, I'm not going to offer you any worldly positions. I'm not going to say that you'll be the masters of the Arabs or the Arabian Peninsula, or indeed masters of the world. I'm just saying to you that you fulfill your end of the deal, the contract, you will get Al-Jannah. So that way you have to think about it. And if you think about it like that, then you say, well, okay, this is in these coming nights, there is an opportunity for a night which is greater than 1,000 months. You know, so it's worth your effort, right? It's worth your concentration just to try and get it, because yeah, you might lose a few hours sleep, you might get a little bit tired, but at least in return you will be able to get so much more. So if you think with that mentality, you can say, okay, how do I maximize my income, how do I maximize my productivity? And well, if you think about it, and I just thought about it for a short while, what's the kind of things that you can do in this night? Well, you've got salah, you've got the prayer, and praying, you know, is about, again, focus. It's about reflection. It's about contemplation. Because salah isn't just, it's not supposed to be just a series of acts, and you know, it's not supposed to be done in a robotic fashion. So, and this is the beauty of being in lockdown, is that when we are in lockdown, you have the opportunity to pray at home by yourself or with your family, but at least there is more opportunity for you to focus, and you're not just going to go into automatic mode. I said that before. Secondly, you have recitation of the Quran, with also an opportunity to reflect on the Quran, and reflect maybe on some ahadith or some sayings. And the act of reflection in itself is a ibadah. It's not a wasted time. If you're sitting for 10, 15 minutes just thinking about your you know, your life, thinking about others, thinking about, you know, or even reflecting about some verses, some ahadith, how what do they mean, how do they affect me, what kind of acts need to be generated from me, that's an act of ibadah, and you'll be rewarded for that. And you might even be rewarded more than, for example, praying salah whilst you are somewhere else, you know, whilst you're thinking about your suhoor, or, you know, you're thinking about your pillow or something. So having that reflection is also an act of ibadah. Number four, dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is beauty, because this is the money maker. This is where you make your money. This is the capital, you know. You just invest in your bank of hasanat with the dhikr, because it really doesn't cost you anything, and it's actually very easy. Whenever you're sitting down, you know, just wondering what to do, or you just got up to go to the kitchen, or you went, so, you know, just, you know, try and get used to saying, you know, simple things, you know, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, subhanallah, bihamdi, la ilaha illallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, you know, these kind of things will fill in the gaps, but also they make for very great reward that you can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in doing so and investing greatly into the akhirah. Then we have, and obviously when we say dhikr as well, we're not forgetting the salah on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but also do not forget istighfar, which is a type of dhikr, it's a type of dua as well, which is the fifth thing, which is dua. So seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially before Fajr. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he praised a group of people, and he described them as muhsineen, people who attempted perfection, and they are the ones who will be in al-Jannah. He said, little of the night did they used to sleep. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارُ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And in the time of Ashar, which is the time before Fajr, they were doing istighfar. So make that time istighfar. Try, don't leave your suhoor, you know, like those people who leave they leave it right till the end, you know, minute to minute, the last second, and they're just, you know, eating. Have your suhoor a little bit earlier than, you know, and leave the last 10-15 minutes as Fajr is coming. Utilize that for istighfar and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive. So maybe you'll be included in that verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. And then, so we've mentioned all those things. And then, obviously, you need a break as well. And it's important to incorporate breaks into your nightly program, because without doubt you need, first of all, to make sure that you include your suhoor. You need to also have a break so that, you know, the continuity can also be a little bit overwhelming. You know, if you're just praying all this time, you're just reading Quran this time, yeah, having small breaks can help you to, inshallah, continue in your night, and you can achieve the most. Now, in that break as well, and this is a point that I think is very important, make sure that when you have the break, intend that I am having this break so that I can strengthen myself to complete the night. And so automatically now your break becomes rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's so powerful. See, the business minded is, how do I make everything count? Everything is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think everything, every intention, every word, every action, everything you has to be accounted for, and inshallah you'll get so much reward. In that break, you can also, I mentioned, you might also want to maybe watch a video, you know, from YouTube, and a useful video, you know, maybe a lecture, maybe a reminder, something that is beneficial for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It just breaks up the continuity of things and help you. Word of warning, be careful of opening up social media during the night. It's very easy to be dragged into the sinkhole of social media. You're in there, you're checking one message, all of a sudden, you know, you're watching all these videos that somebody sent you, or in a group, all these chats, all these things, and then you lose time. This is not the time to lose your time. You know, remember, you are businessmen and women, you are people looking out for the best opportunity. So do that, inshallah ta'ala.